Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is. Hello, thank God. This is Bishop Poole calling again. This is the Doctrine of Truth. We're here all the time, and our endeavor is to bring you the grassroots understanding to, amen, the Bible says, get wisdom and all that, getting, get understanding. And we seek to have, amen, understanding from the milk, from the common way, the easy way. The Bible says, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. And two or three of you call, we begin to share in the subject today and tonight, whenever you be listening. Amen. Why do I need a church home? Why do I need a church home? Father, we thank you for all the listeners. Oh, God, listen to this program. We thank God for all those coming through and giving their testimony, their vision, their dream on the study of the church. Why I need a church home. And, Lord, we know you're able to stretch your hand of deliverance, oh, God, and to upbuild one another and to encourage one another through your word, through your vision, oh God, through instruments you have given us, that we be helpers one to another. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Those of you who like to call or write, I know sometimes we be moving a little fast and get involved and things get excited. You can go to our website at www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Or if you like us on Facebook, you can go to www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries.inc. And you can also subscribe at YouTube, www.youtube.com/JCI Ministries. Or if you like to write, we're always glad to hear from you. You can write JCIM, Doctrine of Truth. JCIM, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. 33320 USA, Tamarack, Florida. 33320 USA. Amen. Father, we thank you for the subject. Amen. We were coming from our studies. Amen. If you also, if you call in, let's push one on your phone. Now, our technician would be glad to type you in if you want to just listen. You can as well just sit and listen. But if you call in, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. On your phone, if you'd like to have to share, we'd be glad to have you. And when you're listening and you like to talk, to say something or share with us, if you just push 1 on your phone, amen. If you push 1 on the phone, and we'd be glad to, amen, have you to share, amen, on the subject today and tonight, whenever you might be viewing or listening, amen. Why do I need a church home? Why do I need a church home? And it's very important that we're sharing today. Why do I need a church home?
Can you answer? And again, can I need you? And again, you're there. And again, can I reach out? And again, you hold me. You console me once more. When I need company, someone just to fix me. When I need a helping hand, one cares. Someone to wipe away my tears. Reach out and calm my fears. I know that you'll be there.
We have to understand, amen, that there's no self-help program that, amen, for us Christ in the world. We always think we have gotten it all by ourselves and we are our own. But, you know, that's one of the doctrines that Satan had given out when he told Eve, if you dare to eat of this tree, you'll be as gods, you know, self-sufficient. Sin want to isolate you. Sin want to make you an island. You want to make you an island. But at salvation, you become a family. There's nothing hid in a family. Amen. Everybody know each other. Everybody encourage one another. We need one another. We are a family and we are a body in Christ, body of believers. And we depend on one another. We need one another. Amen. What God has given one is to help the other one in the family. Help one another in the body. There was an example where a man was walking down the track, on the track, and as he's going down the track, amen, the ears were saying that, you know what, I hear a whistle blowing. I hear a whistle blowing. And the eyes looking forward, and the eyes said, well, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. And it, and the feet kept walking, and the body, the whole body is moving. And the ears were saying, now listen now, this whistle is getting louder and louder. And after a while, the feet began to say, oh, yeah, because I feel a trembling here on this track. And the head said, well, let's get this body off the, let's get this body off of here and find out what's going on. When they got off the track, the train came through. Amen. Everybody worked together. The head, the eyes, the feet, amen, got together. They began to correspond. And when they walked together, it saved the whole body, the whole body. In the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, one of the lessons and some of the lessons of scriptures, the fourth chapter of Ephesians, also we have 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 through 18. But here, and we're starting out 1 Corinthians, the fourth Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One hope and Father of all, who above all and through all, and you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Therefore, henceforth, we are no more tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slightness of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking in the truth and love, may grow up into him all things for which the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fit jointly together, compacted, that which every joint supplements according to the effective working in the measure of every part, may increase the body into edifying of itself. We need one another. The body of Christ, we need one another. Doesn't matter what they say or she say, amen. Sin won't isolate you and put you back into a position where you were before. But God, as a family, as a body, what we have, what you have, amen, it helps one another. Someone able to pray, amen, have the gift of healing, amen. Not know the Holy Ghost, give us all the gifts for the encouragement. But each one of us, God has given us a position in the body of Christ where we can be a helpers one to another. And that's the church. The church. The church is what God wants us to be. And once we begin to say the arms, say, I don't need the legs, and legs, I don't need the body. Amen. Break off, and that's what the enemy desires for us to do. Amen. In these times, that's what the enemy desires for us to do. So it behooves us, amen, to stay with God, because we need one another. Amen. Be wise as the ants, amen, and share love and care for each other. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. So we're talking tonight, amen, that, amen, there's no self-help program that got you into Christ. You learn it from a book. You learn it from a television program, radio, somewhere. Amen. And all of us now, and some of us have made, amen, these pledges once a year to lose weight, amen, to go on and do this and do this, and you find out that you need help. You need help. You need someone because you don't have the discipline that you thought you had. So you come to the awareness that you need someone else to help you, keep you on time, to schedule you and help you accomplish what you need. Amen. And you find out, amen, it helps you. It helps you grow out of these things. Amen. It's very important, amen, that the body of Christ, we be helpers one to another. And that's what the church is about, helping one to another. Amen. So the phone lines are open, and we're here to share. We're praying that, amen, you have something to say to encourage one another. Call one and tell one, listen, say, hey, you know, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And here come to help you and to love you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We have a caller. You're on the air, 4427.
Good evening, Bishop. Nice to be back on the call.
God bless you.
And,
hear from you.
Yeah, so what a great topic. You know, we read throughout the Word of God where the Word said it is glad when it was time to go into the house of the Lord and forsake not the assembly of the saints. You know,
yeah.
Iron sharpens iron. You know, the world shows us that when people have like interests and share the same points of views, they will collect themselves together and form clubs. And we see throughout the land all types of organizations and clubs and where people gather because these people share the same views and they have an interest for the same thing. And that's
right.
The same when it comes to the saints, that once you come to Christ, you need to always be in assembly with fellow members of the body of Christ for two main reasons. The experiences that you can learn about from fellow saints and from the wisdom those who have been in the battle long before you have. So those two things right there is what help you to grow more in the faith in Christ, is that the experiences and the wisdom that those that are already in their assembly can give you. And when you find people that share and have things in common with you, you're going to have that tendency to stay in that little group anyway, that little segment, because that's where you're going to grow at. And the world does it, and it's no less for the saints of God to just stay in assembly with those who have the same beliefs and want to practice and govern their lives just like you do with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We accept that. Amen. Very needful. Very needful. Amen. And you know, when you find that you need someone else to help you to accomplish your goal, that's very smart, very smart. All right, we have another caller. The last four digits is 1187, area code 813, 1187. Right ahead.
Hey, how you going? My name's Matthew, Road to Redemption Ministries. I have a show here on Blog Talk as well. We're a featured show called Skin Deep Theology. Listen, you know, I'm listening to your show every once in a while when I have some free time. I peruse around the airwaves and try to find some like-minded individuals. I have a couple questions because I have to disagree completely, because the church today. Let me back up for a second. I'm going to make this statement. I'm embarrassed to be part of the church today because I believe it's an embarrassment to a holy God. We have churches that subject themselves and they go along with same-sex marriage. We have people in congregations that, I mean, in my travels, I travel all around the country and I speak, or God gives me the opportunity to speak, and I talk to Catholics, and they don't believe in hell, or they believe that hell does exist, but it's not for them, or they believe that they're a good person when the Bible says that there are none good. I think the biggest travesty in American Christianity today is what the church is turning into. We have all these people that want to call themselves apostles, whatever title. Doesn't the Bible clearly say don't label yourself anything, minus being humble, minus being one that wants to pick up their cross and follow Christ? So I'm going to take the position, and I mean no disrespect with this, but I was walking down. I live in Wilmington, Delaware, and I was walking down on my way to a conference, and I ran into a Catholic priest. And I wanted to ask him, I said, let me ask you a question. Is baptism required for salvation? And he wanted to turn this into a huge discussion. He says, by the way, my name is Father Mac. And I looked at him and I said, well, Mac, nice to meet you. And he said, no, you didn't hear me. My name is Father Mac. And I said, the Bible tells me not to call anyone else Father except my Father in heaven. So these are the kind of things that I'm really talking about. When we have people that will sit in a congregation, they'll raise their hands to God on Sunday, but how are they living their life Monday through Saturday? And then they have the audacity to say, well, I love my neighbor as I love myself, or moreover, I love my neighbor as Jesus has loved me. But when I ask them, when was the last time that you shared the gospel with a complete stranger? They say, oh, that's not my job. I'm not called to be an evangelist. No, that's every human being is called to share the gospel with every living creature. So that's my position. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm glad to have you. You listen to the right program, because the church is an individual. You know, it's an individual. And your position was that you're meeting people and you are sharing, and they haven't heard and learned what you have learned, and because of what you know about Christ, and there are some things that Jesus disapproved of. When he went in the temple, he ran across the Pharisees that were selling sacrifices, and he beat them out the temple, and he always talked against the Pharisees and called them vipers and things of this nature. So we are in that time. I'm very glad you called. We are in that time, and this is the end time, where the Bible speaks of doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, but the church itself, the living organism, the church, each member, not the whole sanctuary, but each member of the body of Christ, we have a great job to do. And thank God that you see this, and the Lord is leading you and dealing with you. And I'm glad he ran across, you ran here, because there are a lot that we can share and be a part of. So we're glad to have you. It's constantly listening, and the Holy Spirit is dealing with you concerning there's so much false doctrine in the world, and we need laborers in the vineyard. And when the Spirit of God begins to work with you, you just take your time in love and share. Take your time in love and share, because Christ had the same problems. Amen. And if you put yourself in Christ's position, if you were in Christ's position, you came with a lot of false doctrines that as you travel, you would see. I'm quite sure, amen, you understand his position when he was walking this earth, sharing with the world that the kingdom of God had come, the kingdom of God had come. God bless you for calling. Continue to listen. Amen. And with more of our callers tonight and this study, we pray that, amen, you can play it back anytime and listen with something can help you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. The Bible says, amen, in these last days, amen, they be perilous time. Perilous time. We see it all over. Those that say they love God, or some say they don't believe in the Bible, amen. Time, the Bible speaks of these things prior, before they came. Amen. Perilous times is here. Amen. Walls and rumors of walls and false teachers and false doctrines. And Jesus spoke of this. But we still have, I'm speaking in terms of the body of Christ. And in times like these, you're working and you're moving around and you see things, and this would prompt me to be on the air, amen, to talk, to call in and talk with people, share with them the truth. The Bible says the truth will set you free, amen. So there are many false doctrines. There are many false teachers, amen. And they will discourage you. So that's why we're sharing tonight, the day that everybody need to find some place, a body of believers where you can come physically and sit and share the Word of God, and we can debate back with each other, talk to one another in love, in Christ. And that way you'll find that you'll grow. Amen. Because Ecclesiastes 4:9, amen, they say, you know, you can't do things by yourself. Amen. It's not good to do things by yourself. Don't go alone by yourself. We need to be with each other. Jesus said he'd be with us always, even to the end of the world. All right, we have another call at 4427, and we pray, amen, the brother in Delaware will hold on a while and listen as we continue to go. Okay, we have another caller, 4427, on the air.
I really appreciate the brother in Delaware. I really appreciate him calling in and viewing, pointing out those views. I myself just agree with that. I have seen myself where ministry has been very carnal-minded instead of having divine principles being taught in ministry. And today, many of people are frustrated at the way the church is going. Now, godly principles is what should be going on in the churches. It's just that the church has became so focused on responsibility and obligations that they're allowing their personal business to get mixed in with God principles. And what we should be doing is iron sharpening iron, the saints lifting one another up from their wisdom and their experiences. But sadly, many of the churches today seem to be teaching less of kingdom principles and more of their own points of views.
Mm-hmm. All right. We also had another caller. I think we're going to South Carolina, the last four digits, 6600. I believe
God
so.
God bless you.
It's pretty cold up there. Pretty cold.
It's about 60 degrees today. We're okay. Good to be on the air again. I just would like to say, in response to the caller earlier, I agree somewhat to some of the statements he was making. But throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, Jesus warned us, if you go back to the Old Testament, there's several different cases where, you know, we had false teaching, false doctrine. It's just been all throughout the Bible, and even Jesus warned us about it. And it just takes those that know the right way to uphold the truth and uphold the word. And, you know, it's all over, and it's not going to get any better in regards to that, because in a certain way, we have made idols out of people when we shouldn't be. And in church, you know, we made idols out of some of our leaders in churches when we shouldn't have. And we begin to worship them instead of worshiping the God they worship. And, you know, that's led to some of it. And, you know, some of the financial money has changed the church a lot. But, you know, we can't get caught up in that. We got to keep our eyes on the prize and go out and reach the lost. And those that know better and know what to do is right, I think we got to stand together and stand on the principles of the Bible and hold fast. Because the Bible warned us that it was going to be this way. And it's not a time to sit here and you know, stress over it, because we knew it was coming. So it's just time to go forth, put our feet together, hands together, and let's just go forth and speak the word. That's how I feel about it.
All right. For you, sometime during the program, you get your address of the book, either the name of the book that you have. I understand you wrote a book. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the name of the book you have?
Transformation of the Mind is the book. It'll be out the first part of February. It's on tmpublishing.webs.
Okay. All right. And thank God for that. And that's what we're about here. That's what God wants, that all of us put our talent together. That's what the body of Christ is about. You have something, I have something, that we can share with one another, and it helps. Iron sharpen iron, here a little, there a little, and God didn't give it all to one person, amen. He gave it to either the body, the whole church is broken up to different type of officers, and yes, he given us the ability, the Holy Spirit, we can go out and do a mission, amen. He can use us mightily. But then if we go back to the home church is like a service station, if I can say that, a gas station, if I can use that example. Amen. We go out and we drive around, or we go out and we minister from day to all day and all week, and amen, talking with people like Lot. Lot was involved, amen, in a place, a lot of ungodliness, things that are happening. And around the week, you need a place to go back to have prayer, some place you can go back to, and we can pray with one another and share with one another. Amen. And that's why I look at the church is like a spiritual hospital that brings us back together, and we share with one another and pray for one another and build each other up. Amen. And for God can go in and send us back out, because we are soldiers. This is spiritual warfare. We are soldiers in the body of Christ, and we're soldiers in this army. And one thing about the church, as we continue the study tonight, today, is it is a structured program God has set up. It is a structured institution that you can depend on, amen, to keep you on track. Everybody needs a structured program, and the mothers, the young men, the young women, that we can come in, have places to go, and we can share with one another, amen. Because in the world, when you come out of the world, and you came out from among them, Paul said, you touch not, handle not, you need a place to go, we can socialize and share, amen. So, and there, will there be some hurts? Yes, there's going to be some hurts. There's going to be some disappointment, amen. But in order for us to grow, we need to not get stuck in a situation where we've been hurt. We have to rub shoulders with my brother and sister and find out what was that thing that really triggers your weakness, triggers your weakness. You know, something that always gets you upset, and the enemy used that. And somebody in Christ, we get into testimony, we begin to talk and share and pray with one another, and we can come and say, brother, you know, I notice sometime when your family come through, family reunions or birthdays or holidays, you get thrown off track. You get thrown off track. And you can share with one another. You say, yeah, you know, I heard a testimony from a gentleman, and he was sharing that before he really came to Christ, he used to get involved in things that his weaknesses, and he used to cry and pray, say, Lord, I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to do that no more. Lord, I'm not going to be involved. Please forgive me. But he didn't have the strength. He didn't have the spiritual guidance to pull him out of that situation. So those of us in Christ, if we go out, Jesus praying that we go, send laborers in the vineyard, we can go out and witness to someone and talk to someone. And, you know, saying, come on, be with me. Come and be with me. And in that church, in that atmosphere, that singing the songs, and giving him strength, give us strength to pull them out of that situation. Many people love God, but they don't have the structure. They don't have the models or examples. They're trying to do it themselves because of television, radio, programs maybe like this, and say, well, I can do it myself. And you find that, you fail again. Those that are trying to lose weight, I can do it myself. And you find, they don't fail again. So you say, well, I'm going to go join one of these great, big, well-known diet programs and clubs. And I know they're going to help me, and they will be successful. They are being successful, but you have to realize that's what Jesus came. We couldn't do it ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. All right, we have no more callers. You can press 1. Amen. Thank God for the calls. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. And the technician will type you in. Amen. All right, we have another caller. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're way down on the other end of Florida now. Go right ahead. Yes, sir. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I find that I just give God the praise for another day. I find that that whatever God bring you to, whatever inspiration that develops, whatever changes that you make, you need God to walk in that.
Okay.
You need to stay with him to walk in that.
Okay.
And what's very much needed, as one of the callers is, that whatever the scripture has developed in you, you see,
mm-hmm.
You have to walk in that. You got to overcome in that.
Okay.
And when you being strengthened, when you are being developed, God is calling you closer to him. And in
mm-hmm.
coming to him, you get to see all the garbage along the streets. You're able to read every sign along the fairway, but you yet got to keep
mm-hmm.
on walking because God is calling. So that's what I come to know, that you run into false brethren, false teachers, false prophets. You're running in, and you yourself sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Ghost will lead you out of that. Now, I take my lesson. I learned one from Peter. Peter was a mess. And Jesus
okay.
told him, said, "Now I prayed for you that the devil desired to have you, and I prayed that he won't sift you. He can't have you. We know Peter's attitude and the way he was. But listen, he came to himself. Mm-hmm, isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. He came to himself, and Jesus talked to him. He got all emotional. He denied him and all this kind of thing. But yet mm-hmm. God saw in him, amen, mm-hmm. that he could use him. So my saying is the reason for we need church, Bishop, we need church is because I heard you say it and it kind of sung a song to me, to be edified. Look, right. I come up out the streets. I needed to learn some. I know mm-hmm. for a fact that Jesus touched me and made me and saved me. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. he just like he did his disciples, I had to be taught. I had to be trained. Yes. I had to learn how to humble myself. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I can stand. I had to learn when flesh failed me, and as though I was falling down, I had to learn that it's the hand of God that picked. You don't learn this, and you got to come to church. You got to come. And now there's things I have a little hang up with, like the one of the callers. And it's not mentioned much. And trying to be a worldwide church, but you can't run it like that. He wants us all saved. That's what the gospel is sent for. You see. But you got to get somebody like minded, somebody that you can trust. It's like the Thessalonians. They worship idols. But when they heard the gospel, listen, they loved the one who preached it to them. Mm-hmm. In so much mm-hmm. that they didn't know it, but they went out and repeated what the apostle had said. And it mm-hmm. had weight to it. And so that boosted up the apostle. Amen. And then the Lord spoke, said that God will teach y'all to love one another. So that's what mm-hmm. church, you got a church that edifies. Now you can't, all this stuff that's going on, that's what really, you keep giving the baby candy, you're going to hurt his mm-hmm. stomach. Amen? Okay, you keep giving him juice too sweet, you're going to hurt his stomach. You're going to damage him real good. So I use that to say, and what you're talking about, is very much needed and is necessary. You see, mm-hmm. I can't preach the hilltop sermon. You understand? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Down in the ghetto, I got to get some Holy Ghost revealing. I got to get some for the people's usage. So it's necessary for be edified. And that's where the build up is. So that's what I was really touched about the conversation, because I'm telling you, it's very much needed. Everything look good, it ain't good. That's why we need mm-hmm. the Holy Ghost living inside of us. Thank you, Bishop. Yes.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. When Jesus told him, repent, amen, and believe, and sometimes we need, and I know a lot of time when we repent on things, amen, and the babies are falling back, or sometimes those in Christ, and those triggers that hit people, when you say a trigger, something that always gets you worried and gets you upset, amen, being around others, they can reveal that to you. They can reveal that to you, and they can tell you, amen, why are you worrying? Why are you doing this and why are you doing that? You need somebody around. We need one another. We need to hear a song, a hymn, and a spiritual song. Amen. God has gifted some people that can sing. And, oh, boy, when you hear that song, it really, really soothes your soul. Amen. So you need a song and a song and a spiritual song. And we need the older men to put their arms around the younger men and encourage them. Say, come on, you can make it. You can make it. Amen. Then tell them like Moses said, listen, this thing is just for a season. I'm not going to get involved in it. It's just for a season. Amen. There are many things that are coming through the land. is only for a season. They're only for a season. But the church, Jesus said, and Peter said, that upon this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell, there's a lot of gates been opening. There are a lot of gates opening, and the babes are getting discouraged. They're getting upset. Amen. But Jesus said, I never leave you. I never leave you, and I never forsake you. And he's going to draw. He will draw. He used circumstance. God speaks through people, through circumstances. And he speaks through conditions and sickness. And he used the whole world. The whole world is his. The whole world is God. So when God began to speak through his church, or speak through people, amen, and condition to draw a brother or sister into Christ, amen, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You might not think so, but it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Amen. We need a church home. We need a church home. Amen. Sometimes just to be there, you might be the one, the only one in the body, in that assembly. Amen. When they look at you and they wonder, well, brother, why are you not crying? Sister, why are you? You know what's happening out there and in the land, and why are you not upset? You know, the peace of God. Jesus said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. See, we don't want that. We don't want that. We have 1 John 5th chapter say, you have overcome them already. Already you have overcome. And when you come in to the church and the usher sets you down, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost is there. We need one another. You don't believe it? Ask some of these gang members. They moving around. The enemy got them all organized and socializing together. They have their kind. They working together. So don't let the devil isolate anyone that's listening, discourage you. That's a dot. That's one of the dots. Amen. You have to put on the whole armor, Paul said, the whole armor of God. That's one of those dots. All right? All right, we're back. All right, I'm getting warmed up like here, like my other elder just got off here. All right, we're going back up to 6600 again. Hey, came in the minister up there. Yes, sir. You on the air.
One of the things we cannot deny is that the church is that structure and base that we need to guide our lives through the leaders, the pastors. You know, when you go into worship, that's your time to get into the presence of God, and then to hear a word from God. It's just so important that you have that pastor that can lead you and guide you in the right way you need to go. Yeah, we do have some bad ones out there, but there is some good ones out there, and you know there is some good churches still left, and you really need that structure around you, and you know I'm positive I wouldn't be here today on this call if I wasn't forming a good structure at an early age and got it the right way, and you know there's so many different things you know I have learned just by going to Bible study. And it just really changed my mind and really changed my outlook on life and really got me to where I'm at today. I mean, you really can't go without being in a good structured church where you're getting the word, you're hearing, you're increasing and learning, you get in the presence of God through your worship, you're able to go in and even your giving, you're able to sow into the house of God, you know, you're able to put a harvest in the ground and reap off of it. There's so many things that you get from just going into the church. I mean, even prayer, prayer is a little bit different. It's different from when you're at home praying and then when you go into the church in a corporate setting and you got two or three witnesses, you know, standing together and you're praying and you're praying and you're ushering in the presence of God. How much more can you do when you got your brothers beside you and they praying with you and you all praying for the same thing. You know, it's just a wonderful thing, and not never forsake or deny the power of that. And one thing I would say to those that doubt and say that church is going a different way and, you know, just really doubting the church, that they need a church. If it's a burden to you and you really feel that way, maybe God trying to use you to change that.
Okay.
Maybe that's what God is trying to use you to do. to change that situation and say, hey, we know what's right, and let's make sure it get done. You know, that's the way I look mm-hmm. at it, not mm-hmm. looking at it like I'm not going to go anymore, but maybe I'm the one that can change the situation.
All right, very good, very good, because God does use us, and that's many times the prayer, God use me, amen, and many places that we go and we see, you might be the only church they ever see in their lifetime. And you walk in, and there's a living witness saying God doesn't like what you're doing. And they need some feedback. They need some correction or someone to come in and shock them about, I had that small voice telling me that, but here's a physical body, someone walking here saying, like a John the Baptist, oh, you're wrong. Amen. So we need that. We need very good, very good. Prayer is one of the most powerful things. Jesus prayed all night long. He prayed. He had to, and he left us the key. He gave us the power of attorney. See, when you go and you begin to talk and ask, let's use my name, it'll get through to heaven. It'll get done. It'll be on the table, and they'll pull that order, and things are going to happen for whatever you see. Whatever you see, amen. You move around, you represent me, and just use my name. Use my name, amen. You know what keep bothering me sometimes from time to time, amen. If you don't be in a church where you can get feedback from brothers and sisters, amen, those little things the enemy used to trigger, amen, it cause church hurt, or cause people, amen, to want to give up. Constantly finance one of the great ones. All right, we have another call. I think we have another call on the line. Amen. You can, amen, because we're getting ready to close out here. We got about another 10 minutes. Amen. If you have another, all right, we have another caller. Go right ahead. 4427.
Yes, Bishop. You know,
yes.
one of the greatest weapons of the enemy is to divide and conquer. You know,
okay.
when Jesus went through his 40-day trial out in the desert, he had the word with him. He didn't do it in his own. He had the word, this constant companion. And every time the enemy challenged him, he used his partner, the word, to strengthen him. And now, Jesus left us the Holy Spirit so that we don't have to be alone.
Yes.
So we have the Holy Spirit. And God said in the word, any time now two or three or more of us come together, touch and agree, he'll be in the midst. And anything we ask for, he'll bring to pass. We can't defeat the enemy on our own. And the only place you're going to find people in agreement with us is to go to the church. I mean, you know, you can have a whole orchard of apples, and there's going to be some apples in the orchard. But you have to throw them to the side and get the good one. When you go into the assembly of the church, this is why you got to study the word. So that when you're sitting in the word coming forth, you got to take what is for you and let the rest of that stay where it is. But the minute the enemy can keep us separated, we lose every time.
Every time. Every time. Very good. Very good. And you know, when you come in, Jesus said back in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John was writing during Revelation, the last chapter, say, whosoever will, let him come. And you know, when we go to the assembly of God and we go in and the tabernacle and sanctuary, and sometimes our families might come, our relatives might come, and we know they're not quite where they should be. Maybe they're not at all. Maybe they decide to visit that day, felt religious. And the minister, the choir sang, and the ushers, all of that God is using to reach that person. Amen. So we can't get discouraged about what we see goes on in the tabernacle. Because people in there, amen, that maybe some have left God, maybe some that's traveling, maybe there's some that's atheist, all different type of religion, because Christianity is a melting pot. Amen. Whosoever will, let him come. All right? All right, we have another caller. They say, whosoever will, let him come. So whoever come to the church and hear the word of God, amen, is that's their privilege. God will accept them if they accept him. When his word go out, amen, and it touch their heart, amen. And that's God's system. That's his system. That's his way, amen. Even though Jesus went on one-on-one, amen, he talked to blind Bartimaeus. He prayed for blind Bartimaeus, amen, as he moved around, amen. He talked to Nicodemus, amen, and many times that he began to talk to the woman in Samaria, amen. When we are a representative of the body of Christ, we are body of Christ, and that's what this program is about tonight, amen, Doctrine of Truth. We desire to share from a grassroots level, at a very common level, that those that have been hurt, those that has been going through, those that babes in Christ, amen, can come, amen, although accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, believe in their heart, amen, that God forgave them for all of their sins, all of their sins. Believe the word and accept him, amen, and confess with your mouth, believe, but you must believe. But at the same time, you have to go to some place, some structure, church, where Bible believers are. And at the time that I accepted Christ, amen, there was some things I didn't understand, but my mind was very tuned on God. When I went into church, I was very tuned on God. So when they offered, say, anyone would like to become a part of this ministry or accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, I just got up. You know, I didn't understand what was going on, but I didn't come there. Amen. I didn't come there looking and pointing. Amen. I've come looking for God. And it takes time. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. It takes time. A seed grows. A seed grows. Amen. All right. We're getting close to our closing of the program, but we still have some time. Someone want to share again. Amen. You can dial. Just push 1 on your phone. And we can type you through. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Go right ahead. Amen. We think we have another caller that's on the line. All right. Let's go ahead and speak. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Bishop?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Ella. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking what Jesus said. He says now, you bear one another's burdens, but he said, let every man bear his own burden.
Okay.
So it's totally in line with what you just said. You need somebody. You just can't make it alone. And you
mm-hmm.
need a church where you're edified. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
need a church where your spirit is in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
mm-hmm.
often about how Paul was saying, I think it was the Corinthian church, he said, now, he said, you ought to mind the same things. You ought to say the same things, speak the same things. You
yes.
ought to be able to come to agreement. And this
mm-hmm.
is what builds up one another. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
People today, they are ashamed to mention their sin. When
yes.
church should be a place of confession.
Yes.
But folks are afraid. You see, and I'm not saying it's a thing that's taught, but this has been, as I heard somebody say, Satan had been plotting this for years.
Mm-hmm.
And with the
mm-hmm.
with the newcomers, well, what else are they going to learn? But the rejections are the thing that Satan, when the Holy Ghost is not moving. So every
yes.
church, before you get there, the Holy Spirit ought to be up in there. He
yes,
ought to be waiting on us to come, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no survival without him. And when you leave church, you can't leave him there. You got to get your pockets full of your heart, your pockets and everything full of him. Let him lead you.
Yes,
because
sir.
listen, The devil knows his time is, if anybody's aware of time, the devil is aware.
Oh, that's
and
he's
point. Trying to cut everybody off. So we want to be blessed and listen to these kinds of programs. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, we appreciate you. God bless you, all the callers. We thank you tonight. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody have a prayer request or testimony? Amen. Yes. Go right ahead here. Amen. All right, and we're happy to have you to call. There's no wrong answer. There's no, amen, embarrassment. Amen. We just hear. All right. We have a caller. See, we have a call on the air. All right, I think we have a caller. Amen. And we thank God for all. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I don't see the number. Have a little, but you can go right ahead and speak. Amen. Amen. You're on the air. Go right ahead. Maybe have the phone. Hello? Yes, sir. All right, we thank God for all of you, and we're going to continue to pray. All right, we have 4944, last four digit, 4944, you're on the air. 4944, last four digit of your phone, you're on the air.
Hello, Bishop?
Yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Glad to have you.
I just wanted to say I thank God, just like the caller was saying, about programs that are like the Doctrine of Truth that gives the unadulterated truth to the people of God. Because I do believe that a lot of people believe I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with other Christians. But we forget that the scripture says, don't forget to assemble yourself together, and we assemble ourselves together to gain strength from one another, that we can walk, you know, that Christian walk day by day and not fall by the wayside on Wednesday or fall by the wayside on Friday. So I truly thank God for this program because I know it's an inspiration to me and my family and so many others.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Glad for all of you being here. Amen. Tonight, today, wherever you are. Amen. The last call, are you still on the air? Hello? Sister still on the air? Amen. If not, we're going to... Yes, go right ahead. The evangelist, you still on the air? Amen. 4944, you still on the air? Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you right now. We're going to close out because we need to go into prayer. Amen. For everyone that's calling, Father, we thank you. We know it's not a mistake, amen, that they call. We know it's not a mistake, Lord. Your power, amen, you all knowing, you all seeing, you everywhere, and you have all power in your hand, Lord. We ask you to touch the hearts and minds of men, amen, as you stretch your hand and your Holy Ghost begin to move. Lord, you say you never forsake them and you never forget about them. And Lord, we ask you to bless them now, amen. The inner man, touch the inner man, increase the inner man, soothe the hearts of men. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
In the whole wide world, is it the will of God?